Hello. I thought I would do a questionnaire, mostly because I haven't done one in a while. Probably about 2 years, maybe 2.5. So, this questionnaire looked quite delightful, and I thought I would give it a go. So, question one. If the last text you sent was the title of your autobiography, what is it called? Well, let's have a look. Well, I was messaging someone on GWA, and the title of my autobiography would be Preferred Stimulation with a question mark. I was doing research, market research. What is a physical feature you get complimented on the most? My eyes, definitely my eyes. I have blue eyes, and people always tell me that they're quite nice. So, what is a physical feature you notice first on another person? Again, eyes. They can give so much away about a person, and I don't think I've ever met someone who doesn't have pretty eyes. So, eyes. What is a physical feature you like the most about yourself? Probably my eyes, because everyone says they're nice. So, question two. All three. Answer: eyes. Describe qualities you look for in an ideal partner. Well, I like someone to be smart, and that doesn't mean be academically successful. You don't have to have a degree to be smart, not by any means. Smart can be measured in a great variety of ways, but it's normally about how someone's mind works. So yeah, being smart, being kind, caring and giving. Hot body's always good, but it's, I suppose if we're talking ideal, then I like tits. I like tits a lot. But I also like ass and legs and stomach and face. So nice body is probably a little bit vague, but I'd say maybe pretty eyes. Eyes are probably the most important. Hopefully, eyes won't pop up again in this questionnaire. What celebrity do people say you look like? I've had Seth Rogen a couple of times because I've got kind of curly hair if it gets a little bit long. I have no idea what celebrity I sound like, but I would be interested to know what you guys think. So if you have any idea, please do. Let me know. I'm very curious on that one. Question five. What is something people normally wouldn't guess about you other than GWA? That's a tough one. I don't really know. I was raised by gay parents. I don't suppose that's something you can really guess or like figure out, so they normally just don't assume. So maybe that would be it. Question six. What is your favorite thing about the month of November? Well, one of my hobbies involves an awards dinner that takes place in November on the third weekend every year. And I can't wait for that. It's always an absolute blast. It's a proper black tie event, so I get to wear a tux, which is always fun. Who doesn't love a good tuxedo? And a nice bow tie. So yeah, that it's, as I said, it's great fun. Everyone has a laugh. Everyone gets rather drunk. And the only thing better than dressing up in a tux is having a date in an outstanding dress. So I don't actually have a date for this year for the first time, but first time for everything, so I'm sure I'll still enjoy it. What's something you wish you could say to someone but don't have the guts to? And what happens on GWA stays on GWA? That's actually a really difficult question. A very good question, mind you, but I'm struggling to come up with an answer. I guess I guess there's someone I was friends with on GWA the first time I was posting. And I ended up being a dick to her. And just, I was going through some shit at the time, and I was meant to respond to a message within a certain amount of time, and I didn't. At the time, I just found out my boss had, instead of talking to me about potentially leaving the company at that point, he had sent an email to the person that had offered me a job, basically saying that everything I was doing was wrong, and I was a bit of a mess as a result, trying to figure out how to handle it, and I just didn't get around. It just didn't. I should have, and I would say sorry to her, but I don't know if she's here, if she has an account, so, yeah. If she is here, I am sorry. I don't expect us to be friends, but I am really sorry about that. Tell you a funny story that happened when I was intoxicated, and if not me, then a friend. I got drunk at the end of February, with two of my friends, and whilst we were in the pub, I ended up spending £900. I bought a pair of tickets to Florida for a week. They had asked me ages ago, there was various reasons for the trip, but they were both going. One of my friends was going out there for work, and the place he was going to be staying in, an Airbnb place, he needed to go to New York for a week, so the place was going to be free, as was his rental car. So he had said to me and my other friend, you know, come over, arrive 2 days before he leaves, spend the day chilling out with him, and then he'll bugger off and we get the house. And I've been saying, you know, no, I can't really afford it, didn't have the time, work was pretty busy at that point, and then... Yeah, we went out and had a few beers. They convinced me they hadn't had a holiday in 6 months and that I needed one. My other friend didn't have his card with him, so he couldn't book the tickets, but I had mine, so I just booked both of our tickets there and then and got it done. Which would have been fine, it's just that I didn't remember it in the morning. And so I was walking to work. And thought I'd buy some lunch on the way. I went to the cash point and realised it was about £1,000 missing. Which is one of those, oh shit, someone's got into my account, or I've been robbed from theft somehow. Had a look online and it was, oh god, no, we did that. Oh god, yeah. I gave my friend a call at 9. He was like, yeah, money's going into your account, should be there within 2 hours. I was, alright, cool. It was totally worth it. I had a fantastic time, by the way. Florida is very cool. It was my first trip to the US, so I will be back, and soon, for that matter. What type of legacy would you like to leave behind? I'm working on 3 projects at the moment, a defense project, a medical project, and a recycling project. I'd like it if the medical or the recycling comes off, because I've had a big part in those, so I would be directly responsible for their success. So it would be, especially the medical one, I actually just had my first paper published in that, so I'm very, very excited. And I'd love it if we finish that project and it all works, and then, you know, I am involved in this thing, and it's, that would be great. That would be really, really great. What GWA artist would you most like to grab a beer with in real life? Well, obviously, the delightful lady that wrote this questionnaire, because she's an absolute blast to chat with. Playful little one, because I've adored her for nearly 3 years that I've been here now. Sexually specific, for the same reason. And I'd maybe bring along Circle Jerks Up, who probably isn't here anymore, but we used to run a podcast back in the day, and he was always a blast. And then maybe Dirty Girl Secret, because even though it's been 3 years, I will always have a soft spot for her. So, Yeah, I'm gonna go, and maybe Pixel, and not so much Vanilla. Oh, there's so many. How about we just get everyone from GWA to the pub? Like, that would work for me. I don't think there's a pub here big enough, because I think there's like 100,000 people now. But we should go take over a small city and just make it our own. And then we can drink with whoever we want all the time. Because, realistically, so many people on here are awesome. Seriously awesome. You're all just wonderful. Well, that's it for this lovely questionnaire. So, thank you again to the author, Sparkle Extreme. I don't know if she says Sparkle Cross Dream, Sparkle Dream. I've never actually asked her. But, lovely questions, and I look forward to doing more. Have a wonderful day.